Today's show is brought to you by Phoenix, Arizona. Remember last summer when you thought we were idiots for living in a place with record heat? Well, we were wearing shorts and t-shirts yesterday. Take that, snowblowers.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today, it's National Pie Day.
How many National Pie Days are there?
Pies, 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 pies.
Never enough National Pie Days, if you ask me.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who made it?
I love pie.
I love pie.
Do I look like a guy who doesn't like pie? I love pie.
I love pie.
Who doesn't?
Want another piece of pie?
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show, and we had cottage pie yesterday at the Vaughn for our Burns Night, the very first Burns Night in Lynchburg, Virginia, with Sedalia Center. I had such a great time with everybody that came out. There were at least half a dozen folks wearing kilts, like full-on, real, legit kilts. Great music. It was a blast. So stay tuned. We'll tell you. We've got entertainment tonight with Los Swamp Monsters. This is the very, very first national touring band that we've routed into Lynchburg right before the snow. So, they might be sticking around and playing a second night. Who knows? Well, we do. I do. I'll let you know. Anyway, hi there. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. I want to show you real quick, because we got Len Stevens standing by from VDOT, and he's going to be joining us in mere momentitos. Here, let's get rid of that. Get rid of that. Bring this up. Is that it? Ah, there we go. All right, check this out. Here, check this out. This is our brand new mobile app. Yep. And it is our beta test right now with a brand new mobile app. And this is so far so good. Everything's working on it. There's one or two little things that I'd like to change, and a bunch of things that we can add to it on the fly. We can keep adding to it even when it's out, and then it'll update on your phone. But the really, really cool thing is you don't necessarily have to get it at Google Play or the App Store. You don't have to. You can actually download it directly from our website. Coming soon. This is the beta test, so we only sent it out to a select group of folks to evaluate it, and then we'll release it for the masses. So stay tuned for that as well. Okay, the apps. You can get us on the Alexa device. I said the Alexa device. How does that work? Well, you have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then you get our live feature channel, 24/7, 365, of great modern alternative music and vintage tunes and indie tracks. Back into the 60s and 70s, we're spinning some really, really cool wow songs. But wait, there's more. You get our show live between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday, right there on the app. We're the morning show on Radio 434. And then, but wait, there's more. You can get our show on Alexa as a podcast. Really?
Hello!
You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also get the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can search Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com, or you can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find the link to the podcast. And we've been repacking the live show. And that drops usually around noon or so each day, Monday through Friday. And we've been repacking. We do about 240 some shows per year. And we've been repacking them for about 4 years now. So there's an awful lot of content, or a lot of awful content on there for you to go back and enjoy at your leisure. It's like our virtual time machine. Anyway. All right, coming up, like I said, Len Stevens is going to be joining us from VDOT. We're going to talk about what VDOT is doing to treat the roads and what their advice is for the upcoming Snowmageddon. We also, of course, we're going to give you five random facts. We're going to get smart. And then we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. And then stupid criminals. So you get two smarts for one dumb. You get your top list. You get all the stuff. All the stuff and things. And I mentioned top list. PETA. I love those. They just taste so good. Oh, wait. Different PETA. Anyway. I like the lamb. Oh, so good. PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a giant hologram. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list, top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real life groundhog. A real life groundhog, or a real live groundhog? Real life. Yeah, whatever. All right. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hey, this is Punxsutawney Phil. Well, a hologram of me. I guess everything has to be AI now. I don't care. I could use a sleep. And I don't think you need me to predict the weather. Look at the storm front. From Arizona to Maine, freezing temperatures. I don't think anybody needs a guy in top hat and tails pulling him out of a hole to give weather details at Gobbler's Knob, which, for the record, sounds extremely obscene. Let me make a prediction. It's gonna be a long winter. Duh. See you in spring. Until then, I'll be in my hole.
Yeah, you will. The Mike Show up in Gobbler's Knob. All right. So glad you could join us. Finally, Friday edition. As Phil, as he mentioned, here, let me show you this. Let me click on that. Bring up the graphic. Is that it? All right. Here is the graphic if you're watching us on Facebook Live. Yep, that's what PETA is calling for. A giant hologram of Punxsutawney Phil in either blue or pink. All right. Okay. So now it's coming up. Groundhog Day, by the way, is coming up February 2nd. And they've been calling for PETA has been calling for a Phil replacement for years. They want the Groundhog Club to, quote, chuck its tired tradition of harassing a shy animal and replacing him with a giant 3D hologram. They made an AI mock-up that you see there where he's 15 or 20 feet tall with words over his head. And it says 6 more weeks of winter or early spring. And as mentioned, the winter version is blue. The spring one is pink. And they say it can make him talk, too. PETA says they will cover the cost of the hologram projector if the Groundhog Club is willing to, quote, retire Phil to a reputable sanctuary with his family. Suggesting alternatives has become a yearly thing for PETA, but Phil's handlers haven't bit. I said they haven't bit. Yeah, they've probably been bit. Anyway, they pitched a vegan-friendly weather reveal cake last year.
You idiot!
Yeah.
Bacon! It's bacon!
Yeah, where are we at? Oh, yeah. And in 2024, suggested flipping a giant gold coin because it might be more accurate. I actually maybe think that might be correct, but anyway, Phil's only been right about 40% of the time. So with that brings us to our top list. PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a hologram. Well, thanks for the offer, PETA. Now, let us explain why that will never, and I emphasize never, happen. With today's list, it's our top list today. Top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real, live groundhog. All right, here we go. Number one, seeing his junk, his tiny junk, makes us feel better about our own, especially in the snow. Top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real, live groundhog. There's only one human the right size to replace him, and no one wants to see Punxsutawney Kevin Hart. No. Top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real, live groundhog. We already have enough fake things in life. Right, ladies? top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real, live groundhog. Groundhog Day is like a Tijuana strip club now. Way better with a live animal. top reasons. I don't know what that means. Top reasons why Punxsutawney Phil must remain a real, live groundhog. Knowing this country, if Phil goes away, people will start wearing hats that say, "Make America Groundhog Again." I don't know. That's weird. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, what the hell are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Groundhog Day.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Oscar nominations have been released.
Wicked for Good received zero nominations. Apparently, Oscar voters thought it was wicked for not good enough. Marty Supreme received 9 nominations, even though Marty Supreme is just a regular Marty with sour cream added. Green Bay, Wisconsin canceled their Winterfest due to cold weather. And they canceled plans for a Packers postseason game for obvious reasons. And in sports, the Washington Commanders' new stadium will be a state-of-the-art facility. Now the bad news, it'll still feature the Washington Commanders. This is not headline news.
Nope, it is not. It's the Mike Show, finally Friday edition, taking a look at tower cam position number, is that 1 or 2? Which one's better, 1 or 2? 1 or 2? I think that's tower cam position number 2. Taking a look up Main Street and up Rivermont and up your asphalt driveway. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because, well, we can't afford one. But we are going to get snowmageddon of some sort. It may be 4 inches, maybe 20 inches, and depending on how you exaggerate, you know, it might be 9. Who knows? Yeah, so as Len Stevens reported, when the snow starts, stay off the roadway. That's the best way of doing it. However, if you live in downtown and you're on foot, I may suggest and recommend 1 or 2 places as things progress. Tonight, though, I want to make mention, and so far this is still on. By the way. We have, let me see. Oh, I had the graphic. It was right there. Boom. Click on that. And click on this. And there they are. And here. Let me share this. If you're watching us on our Facebook Live, there. The Los Swamp Monsters are going to be joining us at the Vaughn tonight. 1124 Church Street, right on the corner of Church and 12th in downtown Lynchburg. They were playing in Nashville last night. They're heading up this way. They're going to play tonight from 9 until midnight. So come on out and join us for Los Swamp Monsters. And if you want to check them out, go to their website. They're a blues Gulf Coast rock band, so with a little bit of country. Come on out. Going to be a great time. There will be a full bar, 21 tap beer wall. It's a self serve beer wall, by the way, and then full menu as well. Kitchen open late, so come on out to the Vaughn Garage in downtown Lynchburg. All right, coming up, what the heck are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Vaughn Garage downtown Lynchburg is now open. Check out our incredible menu, full bar, drink specials, and our 21 tap self-serve beer wall. Join us for brunch every Saturday and Sunday. Open 5 to 10 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 10 Saturday, and 10 to 3 Sunday. It's a new year. Join us at your new favorite spot for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment. The Vaughn Garage, 1124 Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Online at thevaughn.net and follow on social at The Vaughn Garage on Facebook and The Vaughn LYH on Instagram. Your new favorite place.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Or they might say,
"You idiot."
They could even say,
"I don't care."
maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Wondering why traffic is so terrible? Well, as of 2025, there are over 242 million licensed drivers in the U.S. That's up from 237.656 million in 2023. About 86% of Americans age 25 and older have a driver's license, but only 25% of 16-year-olds are licensed. That's about 1.1 million kids, by the way. Number two, Alaska is the most northern, western, and eastern state. How? How is it the most eastern? Well, a few of the Aleutian Islands extend past the 180th meridian into the eastern hemisphere. Number three. There was a version of Playboy printed in Braille.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I don't know. It started in 1970. It did not have any photos. Couldn't feel things. It was not scratch and sniff. Stop it. You literally were getting it for the articles, okay?
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Oh, good Lord.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, all right. The Braille version was published until Playboy stopped issuing print copies in 2020. It was then resurrected as an annual publication last year. How do you pronounce that? Palindrome? Is that how you pronounce that? Palindrome?
Palindrome.
I got it right. Okay. The longest palindrome in the English dictionary is, how do you pronounce that?
Tatarata.
Tatarata. Is that really how you pronounce it? Or is that just that French guy's pronunciation? Here. Tat-ta-rat-tat. Okay. Mimicking a knock on the door. That was from Ulysses by James Joyce. It describes a knock on the door. And then number five, Ray Romano was originally cast in the 1990s sitcom News Radio as the station's handyman electrician, but he was fired before the pilot when the producers decided to take the character in a different direction. An actor named Greg Lee replaced him. He was also fired before Joe Rogan got the part for good. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Community Market. Let me bring up their website real quick. Lynchburg Community Market. There we go. And share screen. Boom. Boony. Boom, boom, boom. There we go. Lynchburg Community Market, hop on their social media because they are planning to be open tomorrow. The snow is not there. There's predictions all over the place, but the one we're looking at and the one model that I trust suggests that we won't see snow until later in the evening on Saturday, afternoon or evening on Saturday. They may be closing early. Let me check. The latest from Darius. Darius is in a whole bunch of meetings today, impromptu department meetings to discuss weather operations and logistics for the weekend. As of now, the Lynchburg Community Market for sure will be open tomorrow, but it's a matter of if they close early or when. So to keep on top of things. If you're following Lynchburg Community Market on Facebook or Instagram, stay tuned to that. Check out their website, which is lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. But it will be a great place, especially if you live downtown. It will be a great place for you to stock up on last-minute Snowmageddon supplies. You'll have plenty of vendors, produce vendors. You can shop from inside and outside. You can shop their market inside. They've got a full bakery, coffee roastery. They sell meats, produce, you name it. And also they have a variety of permanent shops and restaurants inside, as well as the Crafters Gallery. So you're going to want to check out Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow. They will be open. However, stay tuned to their social media and stay tuned to the forecasts to determine how long or how late they'll stay open. So keep up with that. This portion of the broadcast is also brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our Crafters Gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition, and we've got Snowmageddon on the way. At least that's what they say. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. But we can afford to talk to Len Stevens from VDOT. Len, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm just fine. Did we talk since New Year's?
Yes, we bumped into each other.
Yes, we did.
Downtown. That's right.
So we exchanged Happy New Year's.
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
But officially on air, I'll establish the Happy New Year, Len, because we can still do that. It's still January.
Well, hey, while we're here on January 23rd, how about I say happy birthday to my wife, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Melissa. She rocks. She is a rock star. And I hope she has the best birthday. I hope you're doing something special.
We are. We're getting together tonight. So
nice.
It'll be fun.
That'll be awesome. But that's not why you're here. The reason Len is joining us is because of Snowmageddon. So here's what is the latest? What are you guys hearing? And what has VDOT been doing to pre-treat and take care of the situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's snow and ice-mageddon. Yes. This storm is going to come in anywhere from late afternoon to early evening Saturday. And the message we have for everyone, loud and clear on this one, when the storm starts, stay off the roads. This is going to be bad. This is going to be in many places, certainly in the Lynchburg district, but this is going to be a Virginia-wide event. We're going to see heavy snowfall, a lot of snowfall, several inches, and many spots over a foot of snow. As you go further south, the totals will drop a little bit, but we'll still have a lot of snow. But what happens then is in those areas, the further south we go, the earlier this switches over from a snow event to an ice event in the form of sleet or even freezing rain, which is absolutely what we don't like to see. We'd rather have, if it were up to us, a good snow event. Give us even a lot of snow to push, we'll push it. But when you work ice into the occasion, now you have very slick roads. You will have heavy trees and power lines, and they'll come down.
Yeah.
And so we expect this to be bad. And then it's followed up by a lot of cold air. The weather isn't going to help us out. And say the day after this event, we're going to have, say, mid-40s, lower 50s. That's not going to happen. It's going to be cold. Right. It may not even warm up above freezing until Wednesday or Thursday. So we have to be on our toes here. It's going to take a long time for our crews to get this taken care of. And so use today. Do whatever you need to do today. And then be prepared to stay indoors. That's the safest place to be during a storm, is indoors. And be prepared to stay indoors for several days.
Yeah. And don't hit the roadways. Now, if you're fortunate enough to live in downtown Lynchburg, and there may be one or two establishments open that I might know of. And you, if you walk there, you can walk there safely. Len said, don't just do not. Let me emphasize this with sound. Just do not go out on the roadways when the snow starts. When is the earliest? What are you guys hearing as far as when it's going to start?
Well, again, probably the earliest it would start for folks would be earlier in the day on Saturday, midday, maybe early afternoon. But then some of the other forecasts are calling for it to really start to come down toward the evening hours. And that's because the clouds are going to be overhead. They're going to be producing this precipitation overhead. But what we're hearing is that the air is so dry that a lot of it will evaporate initially before it comes down onto the ground. So the radar may look like one thing, but the ground may look like something else early on. But it will come down, and it will come down in heaps. The heaviest I'm hearing is going to fall overnight into Sunday morning. Okay. And some people are going to wake up Sunday morning and the snow will have stopped and it will now be an ice event.
Yikes. All right. So good information. We're keeping you up to date on this. And again, you know, it is definitely going to be a snow and ice and sleet event, but we don't know exactly when it's going to kick in, but when it starts, just stay off the roads. Best advice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Let the crews get to work and be prepared. Have some supplies in case you lose power.
Yeah. Where can folks learn more, and where can they keep track of the road conditions, and where can they keep track of your plows?
Okay. So 511.vdot.virginia.gov. That's our VDOT website. You can get onto 511. You can see the map, and then there is the plow tracker available there. VDOT plows. You Google that, VDOT plow tracker, you can find it. But I also suggest people get on our social media. We have a Facebook page, and we also have an X account. So follow those, because we are really big on putting out messages to let people know what's happening from a VDOT perspective.
All right. All good information. And Len, thank you so much. You got five minutes before your next meeting.
Yeah, so away we go.
So we're good. But I have one more quick message for you.
Yes, sir.
Just one more. There you go. All right. So thank you so much, Len. We really appreciate you, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you for getting the word out, buddy. I appreciate you.
And happy birthday, Melissa. She, again, I can't say enough. That lady is a rock star. So I hope she has the most wonderful birthday.
Don't we know it? We're getting over a little illness here in the house, but we're getting over it now.
Okay. Feel better, and we'll talk again very, very soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. See you, Len. It's Len Stevens from VDOT, everybody. The Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. All right, covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a rundown of This Week in Science. A cow in Austria was filmed using tools in complex ways for the first time. Her name is Veronica with a K. They gave her a broom with a brush on the end to itch herself. And she figured out how to use both ends depending on where the itch was. It's called flexible tool use, and they say it's rarely seen, even in chimpanzees. In space news, NASA still hasn't revealed what the medical emergency was that forced a space station crew to come home early last week. But they revealed a portable ultrasound machine that's up there came in super handy. One of the astronauts is 38-year-old Zena Cardman. So ultrasound had people online claiming she's pregnant. But that's very unlikely. Ultrasounds are used for all sorts of things. Plus, she had been up there for 5 months. So, wait a minute. There were guy astronauts up. Just saying. In knee news, a team at Stanford found a way to regrow cartilage and stop arthritis. So knee replacements could become a thing of the past someday. In AI news, is ChatGPT already more creative than the average human? Well, study found the answer is maybe. But it's just based on one specific test, by the way. It beat people in a test where you list 10 words that are as different from each other as possible. The most creative people were still way better at it than AI. In Down Under news. No, in Down Under news.
Nice beaver.
No, not
Thank
that.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with Australia.
A study found giant kangaroos from 50,000 years ago were probably still able to hop, even though they weighed over 500 pounds. Today's kangaroos max out at about 200 pounds. And in New Year's resolution news, maybe don't do the same thing at the gym every time you go. A study found people who combine different types of exercise, like running, swimming, and lifting weights, tend to live the longest. So cross-training might be the key to aging well. And that is your nerd news.
Bacon! It's bacon!
That'll help you age well, I think. Anyway, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place those in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, apparently it's so cold right now. How cold is it? It's so cold that trees might start exploding. It's a rare phenomenon, but it is true. Keep warm, stay inside, and watch this.
It's not an action or horror movie. It's just really cold weather and bad photosynthesis.
I just went for a walk and the forest went Mad Max on me.
Get ready for Exploding Trees. So this weekend, stay out of the woods. Because when trees reach their breaking branch, you don't want it to be there when they go from pine to panic. Exploding Trees, rated R for really cold, now playing over a huge portion of the country.
Okay. All right, let's go to viral videos. How about this? Police in New York responded to a burglar alarm at a bank last Sunday and arrived to find the suspect was a deer that had crashed through a window. It became trapped inside and was going buck crazy trying to get out. Listen as officers avoid dangerous antlers and kicks to lasso the deer and lead it outside.
Like I said, brother, he has antlers, so just a heads up, you know what I mean?
It was returned to the wild, and police later joked on their socials, "We think Buck was looking for bucks." Oh dear. All right, Apple plans to revamp Siri later this year by transitioning Siri into an AI chatbot. All right, here's a commercial from Apple featuring Bella Ramsey that was pulled by the company in 2025. It showed off some of the new features, but apparently they weren't ready yet.
Siri, what's the name of the guy I had a meeting with a couple of months ago at Cafe Grinnell?
You met Zach Wingate at Cafe Grinnell.
Hey!
Zach!
Wow, I didn't think you'd remember me.
Yeah, of course. Since I saw you, I'm like, it's Zach. Nobody walks like Zach.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what is this? Skip that. A 64-year-old man from California claims he has the world's oldest snowball, which was formed 50 years ago. Oldest still in existence snowball, which was formed 50 years ago. He was a teenager at the time, and it's been safely stored in the freezer ever since. Here's Jeff Seamus talking about his snowballs.
50 years ago in San Jose, California, it snowed. It doesn't normally snow in San Jose. It was a great time for us. So we went out and made a snowman. We had snowball fights. As the snow started melting, I did not want the moment to go away. So I grabbed some snow off of the lawn and I made a snowball and I put it in the freezer. And this is the snowball. It has never been unfrozen.
Interesting. All right, we go into comedian. Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Regan on things you can only say if you have kids.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids and another kid. And the majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids, I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. There's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal.
All right, there you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and maybe like you like it, even if you pretend. Give it a hug. Give it a hug. You can give it a hug if you want. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Do we need the sound effect again? Let's do that. Let's take two. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It's Friday. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in dot news. All right. A 24-year-old guy in Missouri is facing charges after he sold the same two cars multiple times.
Automobile?
Yeah. He'd sell one, then immediately steal it back and sell it again. His name is Mamadou Diallo. Police in Kansas City say that between May and June of last year, he sold two cars to at least eight different people, a 2013 Honda Civic and a 2013 Buick Verano. The police caught on after they got eight different stolen vehicle reports that were all similar. The people paid in cash, got what seemed like a legit title for the car, and then it was stolen, usually the next day. He got caught after he tried to sell the same car to the same buyer. Let's do that again. Take two. He got caught after he tried to sell the same car to the same buyer twice.
No!
A woman he scammed saw the car for sale again, used a different Facebook account to reach out, and he tried to sell it to her a second time.
No!
She also got security footage of him stealing the car around 1 a.m., just 7 hours after he sold the car to her. He's facing 14 felony charges and up to 98 years in jail for the car scheme.
Automobile.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Canadian woman, Cheryl Flemond, needed a kidney transplant in order to live. And when she couldn't find a match, her best friend since childhood, Laura Fowler, donated the life-saving kidney. Here's Laura and Cheryl talking about the life-saving transplant.
One day I just started not feeling very well and no idea what was going on. Was told right away to get admitted into the hospital because I was down to 3% kidney function. Nobody in my family member was either healthy enough or had the proper blood type in order to be able to help out.
It was a no-brainer for me. I follow what the universe tells me, what my heart tells me. I was meant to give her my kidney.
Because it's such a huge gift, it's like, how do you take that in?
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
For over 100 years, United Way of Central Virginia has been a leading advocate for our region. United Way envisions a future where every individual thrives, supported by a compassionate and unified community working together to create lasting positive change. United Way of Central Virginia partners with local nonprofits, and last year over 46,000 individuals were assisted by the United Way of Central Virginia programs. United Way of Central Virginia makes sure your dollars go to the most trusted and thoroughly vetted organizations and programs, creating the greatest impact in our community.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. And here, let me share this. They have their Stranger Weekend coming up to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. There are three great events. They're going to try and pull all of them off. They have FunQuest, a skate-a-thon. They also have a bowl-a-thon Saturday morning, Saturday early. So they're thinking it's before the snow's going to start. Stay up to date with the United Way's social media, and they'll keep you up to date on these things. And then they do have an arcade-a-thon on Sunday scheduled at Super Rad. But again, check the United Way's social media to keep up to date on all of that. And then tonight we have some great stuff going on tonight. We've got a band. It's a national touring band called Los Swamp Monsters. They played in Nashville yesterday. They're heading up this way today, and they'll be joining us at the Vaughn Garage. That's on the corner of 12th and Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Los Swamp Monsters, a bluesy Gulf Coast rock and roll band, is going to be joining us. Plus, full menu, full bar. Kitchen open late. The 21-tap self-serve beer wall is just really, really cool. And probably some of the best music that you'll hear in the Berg tomorrow, or tonight, rather, Friday night. Los Swamp Monsters takes the stage. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Exit stage left.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.